Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Lamar Shields, a former teacher, educational consultant of some renown, and a winner of 2015 Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. Lamar, welcome to the show. It's great to have you. Well, let's talk a little bit about the project that you won the Social Innovation Award for, which was one of the most out-of-the-box, interesting, and I think high-potential projects that I've run across in Baltimore City. And it's a way to engage high-performing kids in helping first-year teachers get accustomed, get their sea legs, get a sense of confidence in their capabilities as a professional. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, thank you for just creating this award, you and your board and all those other folks. I just want to thank you for doing that. I am excited about this because it's something that I was a part of. It's not just something that I researched. It's not something that I read. I was a part of like an experiment and I didn't even know it. I had an awesome student named Henry Brim, who was visually impaired. I knew this kid. He knew me. I was this new teacher in the building. We ran into each other in the hallway and we just had this great exchange. And Henry taught me a lot about Baltimore, the culture of Baltimore, the language of Baltimore, the landscape of Baltimore. Then he also taught me about how to engage students. When I thought I was just doing my thing. I was a new student in the classroom, new teacher in the classroom. And I remember interviewing a student after I finished teaching at City. And she said, yeah, you know, Mr. Shields, he was good. He was cool. But he thought he had it all together. And sometimes he didn't have it all together. We didn't tell him he didn't have it all together, but he thought he did. And I was grateful for that because I literally grew up with my students. And so the teacher exchange is an awesome opportunity because young people have the firsthand experience of what it is to learn. And so what we're doing is we're exchanging where we're allowing the young people to serve as teacher coaches to first-year teachers who are just coming into the classroom who may need a little support around classroom management, around classroom behavior, around how do you respond, how do you engage those parents. And so I'm really, really excited about it because I got a chance to learn this firsthand with my own students. But then there's tons of research that backs this up. Many teachers leave out of the first 5 years because not only do they get burned out, not only do they don't really, really feel supported by their peers. And when I say their peers, the more seasoned teachers, the principals and administrators, and so they normally leave the classroom. And so the teacher exchange, this coaching model, is a great opportunity to keep those awesome teachers into the classroom. We just did the experiment at City College 2 weeks ago where I worked with two students, two juniors. These two young people did an amazing job. And we talked about the level of stress that teachers and students have. And the nine teachers that sat in that class, David, they were blown away, not by something that I did. I just really coached the kids because the kids and the teachers had a lot in common. They were both talking about how stress affects their homework, their work life, then also their school life.
It's a really exciting project, and I'm really pleased that we've been able to help it get it kicked off.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So, Lamar, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.